1-1 now with Nathan Brown. Coach, you told me that you had some news you wanted to announce sometime today. So tell me, what have you got to announce for me?
Yes, sir. I appreciate you having me on, Rusty, and I appreciate everything you do, just covering the entire Upper Cumberland athletic programs all around. You know, I took a job at Upperman last year to serve as their athletic director and assistant principal here at Upperman High School, and it's been a tough decision, but I'm going to move back to Crossville, be closer to my family, and I'm going to take on the athletic director and assistant principal role at Stone Memorial High School.
So tell me about the process, Coach. How did you end up back there? What were some of the deciding factors? You mentioned family, obviously. Just kind of take me through that whole process. What was that whole process like of ending back up in Crossville?
Well, it definitely wasn't an easy decision. I know that some people may have predicted that or thought that this was going to happen all along. But I can, you know, promise you and other people that this was not something that was really on my radar initially. The position there became available. Obviously, I've got strong support there. I worked there for 8 years at Stone Memorial, and, you know, my family lives in Crossville, and I've got good relationships there at Stone Memorial with several coaches and the administrative team there that I'll be joining. I've worked with in the past as the assistant athletic director there. And ultimately, I think it just made sense. You know, I truly have kind of developed a love for Upperman High School. This is a great place to be, a great place to work. It's an amazing staff athletically and academically. And Mr. Stepp runs a great school here. And anybody who knows anything about Upper Cumberland area sports knows that Upperman's kind of, you know, the king bee, if you will, across the board, especially in your primary sports. And so it was a tough decision, and I was blessed to have the opportunity here. But ultimately, it just boiled down to being around my family more, having more opportunities to see them, spend time with my family, and foster those relationships with the coaches at Stone Memorial that I've, you know, spent basically my entire career building and addressing.
Talk about your year at Upperman. I know a lot of people are very complimentary of the work that you've done. I would very much be one of them. What are some things that stuck out to you over your year at Upperman, and what are some things that you think you can take from Upperman to Stone as you transition into that new role?
Well, thank you, first of all, for that compliment, Rusty. I truly do love Upperman. And I think, you know, one thing that I truly have loved about being here and really that drew me to the job to begin with is just the strong sense of community that the Baxter community has that supports this school. It kind of reminds you of an old school community school where you'll have different community members and stakeholders coming in to support you, calling you for support. And I just love, you know, that aspect of it. Taken from Upperman, going back to Stone Memorial, you know, I've always known that relationships are important, and that's one thing that Mr. Stepp preaches and preaches and preaches, you know, that you have to build relationships, and it's kind of, if people don't know how much you care, they're not going to work as hard for you, they're not going to be motivated to do anything for you or really the athletes. And at Upperman, there's a hyper focus on academics so that student athletes are still students first, and so that's something I want to take to back to Stone Memorial, to Crossville, and really continue to hone in on serving the athletes at Stone Memorial by supporting our coaches and supporting our teachers and ensuring that our student athletes continue to grow and can be contributing members of society once they graduate and exit the Stone Memorial High School programs.
It's really the simplest question I could ask you, Coach. What are you looking forward to the most about being back in Crossville? You've mentioned family multiple times, obviously, but what are some other things you're also looking forward to being back in that program?
Yeah, the coaching staff, I think, at Stone Memorial is just an amazing group of high-character individuals, men and women, across the board. Of course, I was there prior, so I was part of the hiring process of multiple coaches on that coaching staff. And so I have an affinity for them with the relationships I built with them. And I'm kind of partial to a few of them, like I said, just because they were my coaches. I was influential in hiring some of them. And it just being back in my community, it just feels like being back home, if you will. So I'm looking forward to that. But I'm also looking forward to the challenge. I know that there are some programs that we still continue to grow. Nobody's perfect. Obviously, so it's going to be kind of one of those things where I have to hit the ground running, knowing that I've got good relationships with those coaching staff, but still trying to create a shared vision of progress and growth so that we can have a growth mindset and continue to grow and hopefully, you know, overtake Upperman and, you know, other schools in the area and have that reputation not only as a strong academic school but also a strong athletic school across the board for every sport.